Some of Mike's guitar out of the monitor, is that possible? Just a little bit of it. There. Fine. Thank you.
Mike, can you give me a little bit of Tom's vocal? Also, Tom?
Yeah. That is a lovely sound. Lovely sound. Third World Postures brought to you by Cody Lamb.
Yeah, I don't care how many letters they send. Morning came, morning went. Yeah, you pick up your money and you pack up your tent, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, he ran me high. Tomorrow is the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, gun that shoots, I got tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to the tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, he ride me high. Tomorrow is the day my bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
You want to point it at you? Are you hearing enough?
No, I'm hearing it okay. It's just a little dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, is it possible for the guitar players to turn it down a little bit?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Sure. What's that?
More cowbell?
Sure.
More cowbell.
Can you bleed my guitar in here just a tiny bit? And I'll bring it on down some more. Cool. Yes, really nice. Just a little touch.
Anything to say for the...
No, that's good.
The EQ on that guitar sounds good.
Sure does.
Thank you.
going to start playing for real here pretty soon.
Yep.
We're scheduled to go now.
Yeah, we're scheduled to go on right now. Right now? Yeah, it's new.
To play drums?
You'd have to ask Mike.
Man, I would love to hear him
yeah,
play.
Yeah, if he wanted to play, that's fine.
Oh, I sure would like to hear him play.
All right, I guess we're ready to start. Is that going to be all right with everyone? We're glad to be here on this beautiful, sunny, sunny day. And we're Mike Beck and the Bohemian Saints. We're playing for a lot of people that have never heard us before. A couple maybe have. There's two. They've heard us. No one else ever, you know. This is a song that they play on K-Pig once in a while.
Thanks.
A song we wrote in... Could it be? thank you so much.
Thanks to the Okie.
Back here on the drums, Mr. Paul Montgomery. Give him a big hand here. Fleet's long-lost relative.
Big hand. A huge.
And we're so glad they set this thing up. I was thinking I was back in Nam with this little thing here. But it's saving our ass, and we appreciate it. Maybe we should do a few songs that I wrote that K-Pig plays, which is pretty nice. Is there any K-Pig fans out there at all? Yeah. We'll dedicate this one to Laura Ellen, man. She was such a sweetheart and a great gal and a no-bullshit kind of person, and that's what we dug about her completely. Summer of Love. This is one I wrote about going to the pop festival when I was 13 years old. The Summer of Love.
Yeah.
thank you. Could I get a little more of my guitar in here so I don't have to turn up on stage? Because thank you. Big hand for Lake there. He's doing it all right up on the sound there, man. Thank you, Lake. That's a little hot there. That's a little hot. Maybe down some, down a little bit. Sorry. Sorry, sorry. It's, I think that's a lot better.
Hey, Tom, can you turn your guitar down some more? Woo! Going long.
Good.
I mean, I get fired by some mix of the CD.
This is a song I wrote about this friend of mine. She was ran out of money going to college, and so she joined the Army, and they taught her how to speak Arabic and sent her to Iraq, and this is a song that... I wrote about it, and it was, it's called Amanda, Come Home. Rolling down some desert highway, the other side of the world, all dressed up in camo, she's some mama's little girl. Never heard her talk political, yet college was her biggest dream. Her daddy laid off down at the factory, things down in her neighborhood, they were pretty lean. Yesterday she was a little girl, bringing home a bird with a broken wing, a man. Amanda, come home. Yeah, on the outskirts of Bakuba, you know the IEDs are going down. Cell phone made it could be the last sound. Yeah, so keep your eyes wide open and cover up your heart, Amanda. Last night I had a dream, couldn't remember your name. You couldn't wash that smell off of your skin. You couldn't stop hearing all the cries of pain. Yeah, but when you get home, we'll mend the bird with the broken wing. Amanda, Thank you. We like playing like, there's an old Dave Van Ronk song. Dave Van Ronk, you know, Dave Van Ronk. Okay, they do, they know her. The King of Greenwich Village. Yeah, this is one to Dave Van Ronk, Dave.
Follow you down. I'd do anything in this gutter mind.
Thank you. We're getting warmed up. Thank you. You're out in the sun. That's before the moon fell down. It's a true story. Out in the heavens tonight, there's a secret star. Out on the road tonight, yeah, well, I wonder where you are. I was over on Yonder Ridge. Last strength that I fought by your side. Now the coyotes, they sing a little Saturday night. Little piece of me died down deep inside.
streets of some border town. Yeah, but I'll always remember back before the moon fell down. Yeah, think back how it was back before the moon fell down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are we ready to start? Yeah, that's right.
I think I need to start drinking.
Where's the tequila?
Yeah, right back here. Hey, Cody, would you do us a favor?
Could you get me a beer out of that jug back there, that big, big white thing with beer in it for the band? Beer. Better start drinking, I think, is a good idea. I always like that nervous ride back, you know. That.
Hey there, Lake. Can you bring a little more of my guitar up in the monitor?
Let's do a Johnny Cash song. What do you think? You think we should? I don't feel right unless we do one. You know, because I'm just sort of stalling till I get my beer, really, is what I'm doing. But I never met Johnny Cash, but I had a friend that did. How's that?
Was her name June?
June, yeah. How'd you know? I knew June, but I never saw Johnny. I thought he was just sort of already dead. But I guess he died later. She died first, so it wasn't right.
Now, who was your friend that you knew?
No, my friend Paul Grewff, he met him in an elevator in the Bahamas.
Well, you know, the Bahamas.
No, he's bringing me a beer right now, but thank you so much. Flowers in your hair. All right, that's good.
Well, the Bahamas are a long way down. You need an elevator to get there.
Here, I can get it open. Thanks, man. Thanks, Cody.
Come to this.
I'm going to have to buy some real glass.
Well, I know.
Thanks, Cody.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
How you doing, Fleet? Are you finally getting some food, Fleet? Relaxing a little bit? That's Fleet, yeah. Right there, that's Paul Montgomery and Fleet Montgomery. Okay, we had a band meeting, and nobody got fired or anything, but, you know. Nobody was pissed off at each other. We never get really mad at each other, do we?
Fuck you.
Okay, that's about time I got that. You know, I've been waiting and waiting for that big fuck you, and here it is in front of God and everybody. And that's okay, though. You know, I don't mind a... Tom, how do you really feel? I mean,
oh,
really.
I love you. You know I love you, Mike.
No. I thought the other part. But you always dress nicer than me. I'm really tired.
Yeah, but I smell a lot worse. Mm. So it's all right. It all... washes out in the mix. Or mixes out in the wash.
I know. It just sort of balances itself
out. So we're in an elevator in the Bahamas, and your buddy meets Johnny Cash.
Meets Johnny Cash in an elevator. And, no, that was Tom Russell that met him in an elevator. My friend Paul Grewff met him at the buffet line at a resort in the Bahamas. I got my stories all crisscrossed. Because I never met him, you know. I met Buck Owens, but I never met.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But I never met. Okay, I think I bored the shit out of everybody while I drink my beer. It's time to play a song.
I'm enthralled.
Well, yeah, I am too. Incoming! No, this is like a... You do have that big nom thing going on under here, you know, like... Good morning, Prunedale! Thank you.
Jackson ever since the fire went out. Yeah, I'm going down to Jackson. Go comb your hair. A snowball Jackson. City people gonna stoop and bow. All these women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. Yeah, I'm going down to Jackson. Yeah, turn loose of my coat. I'm a snowball Jackson. Yeah, get that. That's all she wrote.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you over there. Yes. Yes, sir.
Silver and gold. I
will mean a log cabin in a mountain so high. Yes, I can. Oh, see Willie as he goes rolling. He goes rolling back. Thank you. good to have a folk song to bring out for the folks.
I dig the folk songs, man. I dig the cuckoo. Cuckoo's pretty cuckoo.
This is a really early gig. It's like playing at a bluegrass festival.
My nephew said it's a day game after a night game.
Day game after night game. I like that. Really, bluegrass festivals are great. I used to be a bluegrass freak when I was like a teenager, you know. Parents wouldn't let us play at home, so we played at the laundromat. That's where we learned how to play, is at the laundromat. Bluegrass laundromat. They said, take that shit out of the house, and so we did, and we took it to the laundromat. And then when I got old enough to hitchhike, I went out to, like, the Midwest and went to these bluegrass festivals, and man, those things are so fucking weird. There's some really, really great people there. It's so spooky weird, it's great.
You know, what kind of people, Mike?
Well, people that just like, you know, nobody buys a bluegrass record unless they want to learn something off it back right. Then, you know. So there was no really audience. They were just all pickers. So everybody was picking, you know. So you'd walk by these RVs and these camp trailers and, you know, nothing's changed. They're all. Now I think they're smoking weed, too, and drinking, but they were just drinking back then. A lot of iced tea. Hello, Sophia.
In the alley, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in that looking for the groove. I'm in the kitchen with the juiced on the at the torturing of fee, says to his hero, the commander-in-chief, says, please tell me, hero, but can you make it brief? Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief says while chasing a fly, tattoo off, who would whimper and cry? And dropping a dumbbell, he points to the sky and says, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's in looking for the news. I'm in the kitchen with the two-stompers. She ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he looking for the new. I'm in the kitchen with the two-song blues. Yes, I am.
We're just like, oh yeah, man.
Where the what? Oh, man, where'd that come from? I have no idea.
We learned that we were on the way over here.
It's another old folk
on
song.
On the car radio. Another old folk song. Really, we all come over in the Bohemian Saints bus.
Should we do another one of those, or do you want to do a save it? What was the one?
Rainy Day Women. I don't want to do Rainy Day Women, but I wouldn't mind doing a, because I can't remember nothing right now, so let's do Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a blue man. What key? About the government. Key G.
Just one second. Same basic tone.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep playing. Don't worry. We'll miss out on a little bit of history.
Yeah, I feel like doing this song right now. Yeah.
Charlie in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement. Think about the government. Man in the trench coat, that I laid off. Said he got a bad cop, want to get paid off. Look out, kid, something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better jump down the alleyway, looking for a new fan. Man in the coonskin cap, but the fan wants $11 bill. You only got 10. Concrete foot, face full of black soot. Talking about the heat foot, plant in the bed, but phone tapped anyway. Maggie said to me, must bust early May. Oh, just want the PA. Look out, kid, for something you did. Then I got down the alley, looking for a new fan. Now I'm ding dong, doing a new man. I'm going to leaders, I'm watching about leaders, and I can't remember, I'll never know the right leader.
take it well, hang around, ain't well, hard to tell, rain down, if anything's gonna suck, get back, right back, get fair, right fair, join the army, if you fail, look out, kid, they keep it well hid, better jump down a manhole, try to avoid the scandals, don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals, you wanna be a bum, you better chew gum, and the pump don't work, cause the vandal took the handle. Look out, kids, for some you did. You don't know, man, but you're too an idiot. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new fit. Man in coonskin cap and a big bear wants $11 bills. You only got 10. You only got 10. You only got 10. You only got 10. You only got 10.
A certain sound, like the Newport when everybody went.
Tell me what. Oh, just do, you want to do, let's do one more note.
Negative.
Nice one.
Key of B.
B?
B.
Maggie's mom. talks to all the servants about man and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 72, she tests at 24. Ah, y'all who work the mag is mine no more.
Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just for learning all the words to those songs.
This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
This is a song I wrote about a bar where we played in Monterey a lot. You know, they tore down, it's right up from Cannery Row, you know, in Cannery Row. They invented Lighthouse Avenue just to put bars on it. Because when all these working men and women are down there, they need to go have a drink. And yeah, man. Jay, good to see you, my friend, out there. Get some sun, good boy. And a lot of these bars, Doc Ricketts and John Steinbeck would go up inside them and they'd drink and talk about things. That was all part of the creative process. So they tore them, a lot of them down. There's one of them still there. When they used to drink there, it was called Johnny Randall's. Do drop in. Johnny Randazzo's. Do drop in. Can you feel it tonight? Well, up on this old bar, where lovers carved in wood and pledged upon a star. In a picture tacked on the wall, there he sits with his glass of beer. It wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck drinking. There used to be a tortilla flat. Yeah, there used to be a Cannery Row. And those pretty girls from Flores, pure as a driven snow. Deck of cards and some cheap red wine. Yeah, it kind of gives it atmosphere. It wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck drinking. John Steinbeck drinking here and joke with a fisherman. He crossed pastures of heaven. Wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck drank. Hey. last night I came in off the avenue. I really wasn't that thirsty, I guess, but I ordered a drink anyway. I felt like I'd been blessed. You lots of tins at a joint like this. You turn around, they've all disappeared. It wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck drinking. John Steinbeck drinking here. Joke with fishermen. Across pastures of heavenly dream, mice and men. Yeah, you sit here long enough, you feel it loud and clear. Wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck? Wasn't that long ago, John Steinbeck drinking here.
Oh, it smells like country fun out
could
here.
Could you turn up the sense of me into my monitor for me, please? Turn up the sense of me into my monitor. No, I'm just kidding. It's I'm smelling it. Yeah, okay. He's got it now. He's where it's coming from with that reaction. This song I wrote after I was overseas for a while.
Hey, Cody.
And I came back. There it was. You know, I realized when I was in Norway for so long, and all the TV ads in Norway were for like yogurt. And then yogurt, different yogurt things. And then I came back, and there it was. I was in the airport, Newark, and with CNN, I realized I had been totally left out of the world's news, you know, and geez, how did I ever fucking survive without that? There was my favorite talking head, Dick Cheney, on there, and he was talking about enhanced interrogation, which I thought was so Orwellian when they waterboard the shit out of somebody and call it just enhanced. It's just slightly enhanced. So this is, since that was so Orwellian, it prompted this song called George Orwell's 113th Dream.
watching 6 o'clock news. Folks like me from you. Yeah, they're watching your computer and they know the books you like to read. Yeah, they're watching your computer, they know the books you like to read. Yeah, less afraid of terrorists, I'm more afraid of fat cats with greed and golf shirts and radio. Everybody on the dance floor, get line, do the do-si-do. Everybody on the dance floor, yeah, get line, do the do-si-do. Just when you're out there stepping, there's just some folks that like to know. You'd be better off dead. You got a chip, man. Here you go. Somebody's head. Shopping with a credit card and number goes in somebody's head. They tally all things you bought. When you lying there dead, then no one killed you, man. So everybody on the dance floor, get lying and do the do-si-do. Everybody on the dance floor, get line and do the do-si-do. When you're out there stepping, there's just some folks you like to know. Where you dance, why you dance, who you dance with, when you dance. Don't know if you get together with your friends and want to dance, there's probably a dossier about you. Started about the band. Somewhere there is something about the band. I don't know about you, man, but I've been having some really weird stuff happen to me in the morning. I get up in the morning, I look out my door. There's a black Suburban parked outside my mailbox right at the end of the driveway, man. And there's a couple guys that get out and they got little wires that go in their ears, man. And they look like they got suits on and stuff. And I go, who the hell? That's not the paper boy. It's not the paper boy. So I start walking, and that's when they started up and drive off. And they got those tinted windows and everything, and there's no license plate on. And I'm getting kind of weird. I'm kind of getting a little nervous and scared, you know. They're right outside my door every morning. They're right out there. They're following me around, yeah. Box, and all of a sudden I'm just getting all this mail from places I never even heard about, you know, and they're coming in there and all these mail, and there's now there's two Suburbans and five guys there with those little wires in their ears, and they're outside my door and they're looking at me. They got binoculars and a big tripod with a camera, and they're taking pictures, and there's an airplane flying over. It's got a big thing on the nose. Somebody said it's the kind of airplane that drops little things on people's homes and stuff, and I'm getting a little freaked out. I don't know if this happened to you. If I'm the only one this is happening to, is this happening to you, Richard, at all? Are you getting kind of some weird shit happening? You notice it in the morning? It's not just raccoons and squirrels no more. There's all kinds of weird shit going on. Suburbans and things, and it's, man, I'm getting kind of weird. Went down the breakfast table, and then there was some woman sitting there, and I said, wait a minute, I'm not even married, man. Who is this chick? And she said, hi, honey. And I said, what the fuck is this? What is going on? And then there's a couple kids come out of the TV room, and I thought, man, I didn't even have a TV before. Now I got a TV and a TV room and kids and this wife, and I'm thinking, man, I don't have it. She's kind of got a wire in her ear, too, and I'm wondering what the fuck is going on. There's some weird shit happening to me. I'm just wondering, is this happening? Am I the only one that says that? I decided I was going to start asking some questions, and I started making a phone call. And right when I'm making a phone call, I'm hearing this noise like this on the other end, this kind of weird fucking noise. I'm thinking, what? I think this phone call is being taped. I think someone is taping my conversation. And this woman there now, yesterday she was a redhead, now there's a blonde in there. And I'm thinking, okay, what the fuck is going on? She's got a wire in each of her ears, and there's a little tapping on my phone like this. And I'm thinking, man. And all of a sudden I'm getting like all these packages and things are showing up at my house with no return address, and now there's six Suburbans out there and two helicopters flying around my yard, and I'm thinking, man, I'm getting a little fucking nervous, you know, I'm getting kind of scared, and I'm wondering, I'm just making a call, I reach out to anybody out there, I'm trying to reach out to you, I'm trying to fucking reach you, or is this happening to you, or am I the only one, this stuff is happening to me. Scared for a minute.
Smoke time, smoke break. What time is it?
Three.
Man, we can do whatever we want to do. Just smoke. We gotta play another hour, right?
Yeah.
Let's take, you know, just take about a half an hour break.
somebody's gonna change. You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody's gonna change. Yeah, well, I'm near the end, and I just can't take the time. Lord, I'm wasted till I can't find my way home. Short little break and come right back. Thank you for being so kind listening. We're Mike Beck and the Bohemian Saints. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Rocks across the creek, and my mind starts skipping all around. Yeah.
quite like this. Love is a bad one. Dreams are blowing on the wind. Again and again and again.
The other day, we were in the Bohemian Saints bus. It's an old 1954 cruise liner bus, maybe a Vista Cruiser. It's got the little window on the top. You know, we were driving. We were going down Highway 1, down near Big Sur, going around those wide turns in that old bus, and we were feeling pretty good, feeling really great, driving all the way down there. We were way, way down there. We were down there by Nepenthe and going farther south. And there he was, this guy. We recognized him. He was a local boy. He was in this Willie's pickup truck, just like the song. Just like the song, he was in there and he had this girl he'd been wanting to get in the truck with him and go down the coast for a long, long time. He'd been dreaming about this girl. He was thinking about her for days on end, and finally his good fortune came to a point and she agreed to ride with him in his 56 Willie's pickup truck all the way down to Big Sur. Yeah, man, it was quite a day. And this man, he looked over at her, and she looked beautiful. The sun was shining in her hair, and the sun was shining in her hair, and the sun was making her hair shine. It was a beautiful day, beautiful day. Man, he couldn't believe his good fortune in seeing this girl next to him in his 56 Willie's pickup truck. He looked at her and ran out the window out back there. Over there was a beautiful blue Pacific Ocean, and the waves was going, and the waves was going, and the whales was jumping up and down, and they were whales doing backflips and jumping up and down, and little dolphins doing little dances out there right behind the silhouette of this beautiful girl in this old Willie's pickup truck. He couldn't believe his good fortune. Couldn't believe it, man. You ever had a day like that? This guy, he looked over at her and he says, wow. And then she scooted just a little closer to him. She kind of moved up right next to him. She got a little closer over there, and man, once she got closer, his heart started to race just a little more, because this beautiful girl that he'd been dreaming about for weeks on end finally agreed to go with him down the coast. And it was a beautiful day. And she leaned over to him and she put her hand on his thigh. And she put her hand right over on his thigh. She scooted a little closer. And when she did that, he started kind of thinking, man, this is a great day. I'm a lucky guy. When she got a little closer to him, she leaned right in next to him. She
came real close to him, and once she got a little closer, he looked over at her, and he couldn't hardly believe it, man. And there were the whales and the dolphins, and they was doing backflips out there in the ocean, man. And it was a gorgeous day. The wind wasn't blowing, the waves were crashing. It was a beautiful day. And she got a little closer to him. He realized, not only does she look good, man, she smells really good. It was a great day, man. And once he realized that she was right next to him, and with her hand on his thigh, he couldn't hardly believe his good fortune, and it was great. And then she put her lips, her beautiful lips, right up to his ear. He could feel her warm breath on his ear, and he was thinking, man, this is quite a day. I'm having quite a day down the coast here. This is amazing. And she said to him, she whispered real soft and low in his ear, and she said, honey, he thought, man, he's thinking to himself. She called me, honey. Oh, this is going to be a good. She said, honey, I want you to do just one thing for me. Just one thing. Well, you guys have been in that. What would you have done? I mean, man, you would just do anything for her at this point. She said, I just want you to do one thing for me. Would you take your hand? Would you take your hand? And I want you to just take your hand. And oh man, his heart started kind of pounding. She said, man, take your hand and would you reach down and could you take your hand somehow? Could you somehow reach down and reach your hand down there and right to that CD player and turn up. Would you turn up Mike Beck and the Bohemian Saints one more time? Ma said I should have gone to law school. Yeah, drove a respectable car. Then I pointed that wheelies down the lost highway. I rode my horse right through this bar. Yes, it is to all the rambler. Yes, to all the roads. Yes, to all the Kerouacs. You know, they're out there on the road. Love the fire that warms up your dreams as they blow in on the wind. Yeah, I've seen the sun go down before. Don't think it's ever been quite like this. Quite like this. Zitro on the little drums, the little tiny ones, right here, man. We should do a Robert Johnson song, you know, because Robert Johnson, he was the ultimate blues man because, you know, for a lot of reasons. I think he only recorded, what, 28 songs?
Yes, is that right? Sir.
28 songs were recorded of Robert Johnson's, and he died the ultimate blues man's death. He died in a hotel room. He was poisoned by a nightclub owner because he'd been farting around with this nightclub owner's wife, and so the guy bought him a shot of whiskey with cyanide in it, and he went off to his hotel room and died alone. Now that's the blues. Flaggy, flaggy rag. We're down at the crossroads. Drive the flaggy rag. Nobody seem to know me. Nobody pass by my side. Down on the crossroad. Lord, I fell down on my knees. And down at the crossroad. I fell down on my knees. Well, ask the Lord, have mercy on me if you please. Down by my side. Go down the road still. I'm gonna take my rider down by my side. He's still by half. Baby down by the riverside. We'll be right back. and I believe and I'll sing it now. Bought me a brand new airmobile. Was a custom made. Was a coupe de ville with a powerful motor, hideaway wing. Push on the button, you can make it sing. Yes, you can't catch me. Well, baby, you can't. Like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee hours. I was rolling it slow in through the drizzling shower. Here come a flat top Pico, rolling them swift. Put my foot on the gas, pushing the button. Coming on. Thank you.
It's Stu Oildale.
Here I am playing with Citro. I can't believe it.
Here's a song that Laura Ellen was the first one to pick this song up and play it and become a friend and a fan and a supporter. And here's to Laura Ellen, man. She was really, really, really something. This song I wrote after I went down to, I went down to Bakersfield to find Buck Owens to sign my guitar, and found out there wasn't much left in Oildale, California. That's the birthplace of Merle Haggard, the Shakespeare of country music, and you would think there would be a plaque in front of his house, but there's not.
You would think.
At the edge of the California cotton fields, at the bottom of the grapevine hill, there's a town where country music was made. So few who remember still, where the California Hokie landed in his Dust Bowl flag. They labored in the fields by day and they honky-tonked at night. Still sits at the bar stool, she's still carrying the flame. She loved all the great ones, some who never made a name. In her eyes, see she's dreaming back when she was quite a sight. She's twirling around the dance floor down at the High Life every night. Yuppies in Oildale, it's damn near yuppie free. You won't find no soccer moms riding around in SUVs. They tore down the blackboard and there ain't much left to see. There ain't no yuppies in Oildale, it's damn near yuppie free. Thank you. All right, here's another one. Here's another one. You guys having a good time? We're sure enjoying ourselves out here so far. After us, there's going to be some other people playing here. So it's an all-night party, it sounds like, all day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Thank you. Really, honestly.
Hey, by the way, everybody, back on the bass, Mr. Marty Leiden. Probably the most overrated man in show business because his nickname is the Cactus, Mardi Gras. We love this guy. Marty, thanks for everything. You are awesome. And on the drums, all the way from Walnut Creek, Mr. Paul Montgomery. Mr. Paul Montgomery! That's like it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, and sometimes he's from Bozeman, Montana. Sometimes he's from Mount Toro. Sometimes he's exciting. Sometimes he's a little bit boro. Not like the mule, like the burro. But I don't know where he's from. But ladies, be careful when he pulls his shades down because he's got some beautiful blue eyes. Mr. Mike Beck! Mike Beck!
Thank you so much, and it gives me great pleasure tonight to introduce my favorite guitar player on the whole planet.
Which planet are you referring to?
This planet right here. Originally from Monterey, California, from Oak Grove down there. Residing in Brooklyn, New York right now. Brooklyn still waiting back there for the Dodgers to come back. Mr. Tom Ayers on the guitar.
Thanks, Mike.
This is a song I wrote when I was stuck in a summer house in Denmark, and I'm going back Tuesday, but I don't hope I'm not stuck in that one.
All around this big old world, and I'm still finding my way.
special Valentine. She was my little special Valentine. She was my little special Valentine. Now she's gone away. Now she's gone away.
Thank you. We've had a great time playing for you today. We really enjoyed it. There's going to be a lot more music after us. Thank you so much. We've had so much fun. And thank you, Lake, for the great sound, man. Love you guys. Thank you. Okay, we'll do one more, and thank you so much for thinking that you'd like to hear another one.
And I'd also like to thank Cody Lamb right here for helping the band stay refreshed.
He's lighting smokes, bringing us beers.
Thanks,
man.
Cody.
I feel like
appreciate
Keith
it.
Richards. Thank you so much. We're going to get Tom on the 12 string, which, you know what, I'm telling you, you don't go into a bar and hear a 12 string anymore, do you?
No.
That's what's wrong with this world. There's no fucking 12 strings around. And if they are, they're just like, they're not Rickenbackers. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Rickenbacker 12 string. And then they make a sound that, it's like a great sound.
Hey, we should do My Back Pages, Mike. Or,
Richard Villa to move his truck. There's a call from the stage. Thank you. Richard Villa, move your truck. And Rebecca? What about me? Do I got to move mine? Oh, I came on a motorcycle.
Hey,
Lake. Would you bring up the guitar and the monitor?
Bit more.
Thank you. chased a couple women around. Hell, it never got me was dim. Then there were those who made me feel good, but never as good as I feel right now. Baby, you're the only one that ever know how to love me again like I wanna live now. Say yeah. I'll be a cry fool, I'll be a bleeding heart. Yeah, but don't make it cry, don't make it run too hard.
riches and fame? Was it all a strange game?
You're a little insane.
Play the game on the public acclaim. You get what you want. You're a rock and roll star. So much. We're going to play one more Bird song for you because it's always a tradition to play your encore someone else's song, and we love the Birds. You know, we love playing stuff that influenced us when we were just learning how to play.
God damn it, Tom. You can have a smoke. I'm going to have one too. Hey, there's going to be a lot of great players today, huh? A lot of great musicians are going to come up here and play, right?
Rousing round of indifference.
I got to make this comment. Ever since I moved out to Brooklyn, New York, I've realized there is no place more beautiful than the Central Coast. And hats off to you, Central Coast. You got some major strong mojo going on. I feel it. It's all in the land, man. It's the earth. It's the angle of the sun, it's the wind, it's the ocean, it's really big, and it feels so good. I really dig it.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you out there, thank you very much. Can you get Dr. Phil over here? What's his name? What was Elvis's doctor's name? No, it was Dr. What? What was his name?
Dr. Elvis, Bill, Elvis Dr. had Roy. A doctor?
Elvis had a doctor. Fuck, he had several.
He was the doctor in my eyes.
Yeah, give me a couple of those yellow ones. A couple more of them.
Thanks for playing, James.
I think I did. It's National Marshmallow Day. People are marching all over the world for National Marshmallow Day. Oh, well, it's when I'm done. Man, I like some Yardbird. Thank you so much. That's what you call chicken, man. I know that. Not on the Central Coast. Not here. We don't eat birds around here. We don't hurt them. We pet them and we feed them. No, I'm just kidding. It's been a long time. Beggarsfield. Beggarsfield. Beggarsfield.
Just say it. Just say that. Beggarsfield.
Say it.
Get this response. Say it one more time. Beggarsfield.
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 Oildale.
Oildale.
You know, I went to this little hamburger place in Oildale, you know, and there every guy that walked in there looked like he was in The Strangers, which was Merle's band. They all had that black comb, greasy hair with their comb marks in their hair, man. You ever see Roy Nichols? That was Merle's lead guitar player, man. He was amazing. Roy's passed and gone, but his memory lives on. But Roy Nichols, man, he looked like he just, you know, pulled the transmission out of your truck and rebuilt it, man. He was the real deal. He didn't look like one of those guys in Nashville. You know those guys in Nashville?
Like this?
We're kind of having fun, man. Now we're getting in our stride, you know. This is kind of what the Bohemian Saints are about. Do you like Mike Beck and the Bohemian Saints? Thank you so much. You know, we can't even get a fucking gig at the Crepe Place, you know, because it's so fucked up around here. We play in Monterey, and like 200 people come to see us, and Santa Cruz are going, never heard of you. We don't know. Well, thank you. You go down and you tell them when next time you're having a crepe. Do they serve crepes there? The place is about as big as my living room.
And I live in my van down by the river.
So do I.
Okay, I'm almost done with my smoke, and I should probably play something. I know what we should play. We were talking about Nashville, you know, and how fucked up it is there, how wrong it is. And anyway, sorry, there's maybe somebody from here from Nashville. You got nice meat and three there and good iced tea. Sweet tea. They all go, ma'am, son, honey. The waitresses call you honey. Would you like some more key lime pie?
Yeah, yes, I would.
Chicken fried steak. Anyway, got me in a Nashville mood, so we should play something from. We've known to play stuff that we don't know, and that's never stopped us once we are brave, and rehearsal is for cowards.
Yeah.
Ready? Nashville Cats. Play clean as country water. Nashville Cats. Thick wild as mountain. Doo-hoo. Nashville Cats. They've been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats. They get work before they're doo-hoo. There's 1,652 guitar pickers in Nashville. 91. Open his case, can play twice as better than I will. And there's 16,852 guitar mothers in Nashville. And I'm glad I had a chance to say something nice about the music and the mothers in Nashville. They was Nashville Cats. Play clean as country water. Nashville Cats. Pick wild as mountain. They've been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats. Get work before they're too. I was a proverbial fuck up. Heard a sound and radio on the phone, and I wanted that one. The record man said that was a Yeller Sun record from down in Nashville. And I'm glad I had a chance to say something nice about the music and the mothers in Nashville. They was Nashville Cats. Play clean as country water. Wildest mountain dew. Nashville Cats. They've been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats. They get work before they're too. Pick it, Leroy.
was 13, you might say I was a proverbial knee-high. When I heard a couple new sound tunes on the tube and the blast in the sky. Then the record man said each one was a Yeller Sun record from down in Nashville. And up north there ain't no one to buy them, and I said, but I will. They was Nashville cats, play clean as country water. Nashville cats, pick wild as mountain dew. Nashville cats, they've been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats, they get work before they're due. Take it home.
Okay, we're going to do one more. We're not going to hog the stage. We're going to let other people come up and play. But we've had a great time playing for you. Thank you, Fleet. Thank you, Sophia, for getting this together. Everybody that came out here and chopped weeds and cut bamboo and made our little Vietnam shelter up here. We like to play songs that when we were kids that influenced us in the garage, out in the garage. And this is one of those.
Crimson flames up to my ears, blowing high and mighty trap. Endless fire and flame and rose, using ideas as my map. Yeah, we'll meet on legend soon, said I.
Hollywood.
Hey, big thanks to us all, to every, from everybody, for Mike and the Bohemian Saints, man. Give it up one more time. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.